Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Scott Isringhausen. He's Urban Fishing Coordinator for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, our topic of conversation today is going to be over several items. I guess we could say sort of educational in nature. But first off, coming up November the 2nd, you have a program on fishing and a night hike. And we'll let you talk about these are sort of in conjunction together in a way. And first off, the fishing program is at 5:30. What does that entail?
Sure. The fishing program will start off with a little bit of education about fish and fishing. That part of it will probably last 15 or 20 minutes. We'll talk about knot tying and safety and different types of baits and lures to use for different types of fish. And then we're going to jump right into actual fishing. And the kids and families can fish at our educational pond here at the park. It's stocked with bluegill and catfish, and I pretty much guarantee that every single person that fishes in this pond will catch a fish. But that will last until approximately 7 o'clock, quarter after 7 in the evening. Then after that, I'm going to do an indoor program on the 8 different species of owls which live here in the state of Illinois. Which will include a video. I'll have a stuffed specimen of each of the different owls. After the indoor part of the program, we'll actually do a 2-mile guided hike up through the woods to try to call primarily the barred owl.
When we talk about the fishing program, going back to the fishing program, that's a free program, correct?
It is 100% free. The bait, poles, everything is supplied for you, so all you need to do is just show up.
And is there any recommended time? You know, the program starts at 5:30, but maybe what time should people get there?
Well, you know, I would say get here at 5 o'clock or something like that. If, you know, kids want to fish a little bit prior to that, they can, but we'll probably stop everybody from fishing while I do the little program part of the fishing part, and that will be at 5. That will be at 5:30. Then after that, we'll kind of turn everybody loose and let everybody fish again.
Now, concerning your owl program, which you've done a number of these over the years at various times, how does it really go? I would imagine you probably really don't see a lot of owls, quote, in person, but it's basically by hearing them?
It is, and I've actually already done a couple this year, and we're successful on both of them. Again, as I'd said earlier, the barred owl is the one that we typically do hear. Now, every once in a while, hasn't happened this year, but every once in a while, an owl will actually fly over the group, and they'll have a chance to see one. Again, no guarantees that we truly will ever even hear one, but more times than not, we truly are successful. And what happens is I use my mouth as well as a tape recorder, and we'll stop about 5 or 6 times during the 2-mile hike, and have everybody get as quiet as they can, turn their lights off, and then we'll try to simulate a couple different owls, one with the tape recorder, one with my mouth, and like I said, not always do we hear one, but typically we do. Now, for your listeners, a big part of this hike, especially in the first half a mile, is uphill, so you do have to be able to walk up a pretty good-sized hill. But even the unique thing about this program, if we do not hear any owls, we're up in the upper area of the park at night, and you can actually see down in the Illinois River Valley below and see the lights over St. Charles. It's just an absolutely spectacular view and a spectacular feeling to be up there and to get to witness this at night.
When you talk about the owls, be it recorded, or you trying to sound like an owl yourself, are you basically going for the barred owl, which is the who cooks for who, or do you have several type of owl recordings or something?
Really just the barred owl is the only one that's on the recording, and like I said, I will use that tape recorder recording as well as my mouth, and you're exactly right, that who cooks for you or kind of who cooks for you all is what I, you know, kind of tell people. But that's the owl we usually hear. Now, the reason that we hear this owl is primarily because owls are exceptionally territorial, and they don't like a stranger coming into their home or coming into their territory. So they think it's a new owl, and if you get them started, a lot of times 3, 4, 5 owls you'll actually hear on this program or this walk if you can just get one to start hooting.
They're all trying to protect their own territory, per se?
That's my thoughts. Owls make noise for 2 different reasons. Number one, for, you know, kind of defending their territory, like you said, and then again in the springtime or late winter time for selecting a mate. So that's the times that you hear the owls the most and really why they, you know, make the noise.
I think you have the wiener roast, marshmallow roast then too?
We do, and that's my favorite part of the whole program. But yes, when we're completely finished with the walk, we roast marshmallows, hot dogs, serve apple cider. Again, everything is supplied. And one thing I really forgot to mention, the indoor part of this program starts at 7:30. We'll stay inside for about an hour, so it's 8:30. And by the time we truly get done with the hike, it may be as late as 11 o'clock, and then the marshmallows and hot dogs afterwards. So it could be between 11 and 11:30 before you're actually ready to travel home. So it is a late evening, but it's well worth it if you've never came to one of these programs.
I guess the main thing is if you go to the fishing program, you can double up going to the owl program. But I guess if somebody wants to just go to the fishing program, they can just go to that as well?
They sure can. Nope, for sure. And, you know, and if you have maybe an elderly person that's not able to walk and the rest of the family can, you know, they can sit around. We'll have somebody that will be starting the fire, and you can sit around the fire and, you know, kind of hang out with them until we get back. I mean, that's another option as well.
While we're talking about November and we're getting into fall, Scott, I know a lot of people travel to look at leaves and the color of fall. When does that sort of come at Pere Marquette State Park?
Well, it's going to be a little bit later this year, and you mentioned November 2nd. I really think that will be probably the peak weekend for the leaves here in the park and kind of in this part of the state of Illinois. You know, typically it's maybe the 20th, 25th, but I think it'll be about 10 days later this year because of the mild September that we've had, and we are starting to see some leaf color now, but it's only going to get prettier between now and that first weekend in November. So if you get a chance, and if you don't want to come to one of the programs, but just come to the park and witness the pretty leaves, I think you'll be pretty impressed this year.
And going on with our topic of education, this is not necessarily at Pere Marquette State Park over at Grafton, but you're the urban fishing coordinator. Do you do programs at, say, schools or for groups or things like that where you'll come in and do some type of program or something?
I do, and that's a big part of my job. I'm in charge of the southern part of the state, so any of your listeners, even from quite a ways away, but if there's a group or especially a school that's interested in fishing, I can come in and I can do a program, and if there's the opportunity, after the program's over, we can actually fish. If you got a place to fish, we can supply the bait, the poles, and actually take the kids or the adults actually out there and let them try their luck at fishing. But in the wintertime, especially when we can't get out there and fish, if there's a school or group that would just like me to come in and talk about nature, I also talk about some other things typically during these programs. I talk a little bit about the eagles, and I talk a little bit about the aquatic mammals that they may see when they're out there fishing. So I can do a pretty interesting program just on nature in general. So if there's anyone or any group that's interested, please don't hesitate to give me a call, and you can call the park at 618-786-3323 and just ask for me, and I will be happy to try to help you.
And I guess that could be for a smaller group or for a larger group, right? You don't have no minimum or maximum.
No, I really don't, and we mentioned this education pond here at the park. A lot of times schools could come or groups could come here at the park, and we could do everything, you know, right here at the park if they wanted to take a field trip here and do that.
And Scott, now that we've got to the mention of the eagles just a few moments ago, that is something else that you work on for a number of months at Pere Marquette State Park, and that will be a little ways away, but I believe it kicks off December 30th, right?
It does, and if some of your listeners have came in the past, we start taking reservations for the eagle program. That's the only program we require reservations for, but we start taking reservations November the 15th, and if you want to have your best chance to ride in the van, call as soon as you can.
And do you have about the same amount of tours this year for the Eagle program? I know usually they run about December to, I guess, beginning of March.
We do about the same amount, and we'll do the same things we've done in the past. They all start at 8:30 in the morning. We'll start inside with about an hour informative program on the bald eagle. And then we'll drive to different areas and locations to get to witness eagles in their natural habitat. And last year was not the best year we've had because it was fairly mild. 2 years ago, it was really good. But on a slow day, we may see as many as 15. And on a good day, we may see well over 50 or even sometimes 100 or more.
And the Eagles still not probably arriving yet, or is that just starting to occur as we're speaking at this time?
We are starting to see some. I personally haven't seen him. My counterpart has seen several. He took a boat ride up the Mississippi River, I don't know, about 10 days ago, and I think he saw about 15 Eagles on that boat ride. So they are starting to come down into the area. And they also follow the ducks and the geese, and, you know, starting to be quite a migration of waterfowl. That's their second favorite source of food. So to answer your question, there are some around, but they should continue to get to be more and more as it gets colder and colder.
Scott, as we come to the end of the show, one more time, if somebody's interested in maybe coming to the fishing program or the night hike or both or any of these programs, is there website or contact numbers you'd like to put out there again?
Sure. You can go into the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and just type in Prairie Marquette State Park, and you can get information on both of the programs we mentioned, as well as the Eagle program. And if you want to, or if not, you'd want to just give me a call, you can call 618-786-3323.
Scott Isringhausen, thank you for joining us on the forum program this weekend.
Well, thank you for having me here, and hopefully some of your folks will come out and take part in some of these programs.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.